Welcome to the Rent to Retirement Podcast, your resource for passive real estate investing and retirement strategies. If you're new to real estate or planning your financial future, you're in the right place. Join us at renttoretirement.com to find your path to financial freedom and an easy, carefree retirement. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Renter Retires, it's Adam Schrader here for today's episode. I'm flying solo once again, and I want to talk today a little bit about how now might be the worst time ever to buy a house. There are articles coming out all over the place talking about how, you know, we're seeing home prices up, we're seeing mortgage rates up, so surely that means it is the worst time ever to buy a home. There's a rise in mortgage rates, low inventory, and increased home prices. So obviously, we all know, awful, awful time to buy a house. As a matter of fact, Fannie Mae's Home Purchase Sentiment Index found that it went all the way down to 73.2, which is down 8.5 points from a year ago. So we look at this, and we're going to have more about this next week as we talk to one of our lenders, Aaron Chapman, about kind of what is going on with interest rates and everything in loans right now and why it's not nearly as bad as people are are thinking it is. But I want to talk a little bit about the idea that now is the worst time ever to buy a home. That idea and the thing that people are looking at when they think about if it's the worst time ever to buy a home is all based on an owner-occupied viewpoint. We are not buying this home to live in. The homes that we are looking at, the homes that investors are looking at, remember, these are not homes we are living in. These are homes that we are buying for other people to live in. So when we're doing that, who cares what your interest rate is, as long as you're cash flowing? Make sure that you're getting a positive cash flow on the properties. Make sure you're in a decent neighborhood and you're in a place where there's, you know, growth potential in the market. You're seeing, you know, diversity of economics, diversity of employers, growing population, growing GDP, all of these things. You look, you make sure they're happening. You make sure the property isn't going to cost you money every month, and then you invest. And when you do that, you don't even need to look. I mean, cover up the interest rate and just see if it cash flows. And look out over the long term. You know, look out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years from now and see where your rent's going to be. And you know where your payment's going to be. Your payment's going to be exactly where it is now. So just know, as you see all of these people talking about how horrible it is to buy a home right now, just know that if they don't buy a home, what do they have to do? If they don't buy a home, then by definition, they are either homeless or renting. And if they were looking to buy a home, most likely they are going to be renters. You know, not a lot of homeless people that I know are looking to buy a house. So if they stay in the renter pool, what does that mean for you? Well, maybe it means that now you're paying 5.5, 6, 6.5% interest rates. But guess what? These people not buying their home and their need for rental properties pushes their rent up and up and up. And we are seeing it happen. We are seeing it happen across the board, you know, nationally averaging double digit rent increases. We're seeing rent increases all over the place, you know, especially in the markets that we're in, as they continue to increase. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing right now. Your payment doesn't change, but you can raise your rent 7, 8, 10% per year for this year and probably next, at least. You know, whenever things do level off, and let's say, you know, interest rates get up maybe even to 8%, you know, who knows? But as those things happen, your payment is going to stay locked until you refinance and pull cash out or sell the property. So, you know, we never like to refinance for rates. You know, we prefer that to be a cash out refinance situation. But, you know, now is the time to get in, lock in your payment, and then just wait for the rental renewal to come around. And when that comes around, boom, suddenly your cash flow goes up, you know, $100 a month, $75 a month, maybe even $200 a month. I mean, in one of my properties recently, I mean, I know I've told y'all about the $200 rent increase on an $850 property where I kept my tenant in place. Well, got other properties that recently I increased the rent 9.5% on the current tenant and kept them in place. I mean, and it was still a lower rent than I got for the new property that was in the same complex that I had a first person move into. So, I mean, technically they're paying semi below market rates, and I still was able to increase the rent, you know, almost 10% on them and keep them in place. So, I mean, it's just, as you hear all of these people discussing how horrible it is to buy a home, that is for owner-occupieds who are looking at, you know, a 5% interest rate and thinking that it doesn't make sense, when in reality, 5%, it's different from 3% like they were getting, you know, 3-4 months ago. But, you got to look at it on the grand scheme of things. We're not living in these homes. We're buying them so other people can live in them. And even so, you know, you look at Fannie Mae ran a national housing survey last year. Now, obviously, this was before rates increased up to the whopping 5% that they are for owner-occupieds. And they found that most people are very happy with their mortgage. They might think that the pricing point is higher, but you know, I believe it was 92% of mortgage holders thought that their current home was somewhat affordable. Which, if you ask those 92% of people, is housing in the U.S. affordable? They probably would tell you no. But, you know, you've got a lot of people saying that they're happy with their mortgage. And the big question is just, what are they going to do in the future? Are they just going to stay in place and not move up to the higher tiers? Or are they going to, you know, stay in place and that investment home, that starter home type that they have, they're not going to be willing to move up because they're going to be paying a higher rate? You know, it just depends. It'll be interesting to see how that impacts inventory down the way. It's kind of a hard thought to think of people refinancing into a higher rate whenever they're already scared of 5% interest rates. So it'll be interesting to see what this does, you know, to home inventory that we have going on. But just know, when you read these articles that talk about how it's a terrible time to buy a home, it's not a terrible time to buy a rental property. You know, we're just taking advantage, as I like to say, the inflation arbitrage that we're doing is still heavily, heavily in our favor. I mean, it's actually more in our favor now than it was 3 months ago, if you look at the numbers that are coming out regarding, or even 2 years ago, when you look at the inflation numbers that are coming out. And like I said, we will discuss that much, much more in the coming week. So stay tuned on that. Sunday should be, you know, Sunday night when we release our next episode, should be a fantastic, fantastic conversation discussing all of this. So just know things are different than they were 3 months ago. Fully admit that. But the fundamentals haven't changed. Your investing should not change. Make sure the deal makes sense and move on it. You know, year one, just take the tax advantages and the lower cash flow. Year two, increase your rent, get a better cash flow, continue taking the tax benefits, and just enjoy what it's coming to. I mean, the bottom line is, it's a lot better place to put your money than the stock market might be, than cryptocurrencies might be. I mean, it's just a good, solid place to be parking your money in today's environment, because as the inflation happens, so does home appreciation. And as home appreciation happens, that is just you banking money every year to pull out at a later time. Keep that in mind as well. So Fannie Mae did a study where they talked to, and they researched a bunch of homeowners and a bunch of renters. And one of the things they talked about, and we've discussed this on the show before, I'm sure we'll discuss it more in the future, is the work from home movement. We obviously saw a whole lot of this going on during the height of the pandemic as more and more and more people were able to work from home. And Fannie Mae went in and asked people if their remote work arrangements changed their willingness to live farther away, to have a longer commute time in the times they have to go in to the office. Renters said yes more often than homeowners did, significantly. So That is 25% of renters who had some form of remote work set up with their company said they'd be willing to live further away from the office. And 13% said they'd be willing to move to a whole other region of the country. What does that mean for us? Well, that means those suburbs we've been investing in that we love so much, they're going to be getting even more traction. They're going to be getting even more people looking to move to. And so what does that do? Once again, just pushes our rents up higher and higher and lets us enjoy a better and better return on our investment. And I don't know if any of y'all saw this, but the Federal Housing Administration just told mortgage servicers that they can now offer a 40-year loan term as a COVID-19 recovery option. This is an incredible situation that we're in. So right now, it's set up that only people who are financially impacted by the pandemic can do this. But let's be honest. They are introducing a 40-year mortgage into the marketplace. How long do you think it's going to take before this moves across and becomes something that everybody can take advantage of? I mean, they're starting to do it now. It will continue. I mean, what is it? There's nothing so permanent as a temporary governmental program. Well, guess what? This 40-year, we're already looking at 30-year loans in our investment properties, and we know for a fact we're not going to hold these loans to maturity. We're either going to sell the property, or even if we hold on to it, we're going to do cash out refinances to pull the equity out and move it to a different property. We know that's going to happen. So a 40-year loan, sign me up, because that makes my payment lower. It makes my cash flow higher. And as you go along, I know I'm also never going to pay off my 40-year loan. Who cares if I'm not paying down the principal as much? I'm banking more in cash flow. And you know, the principal pay down the first few years isn't the big thing. The big thing is your appreciation that happens. You know, your 3, 4, 5% appreciation over those times. I mean, your principal pay down the first few years isn't that great to begin with. As we know, the interest is obviously front loaded on all of these loans. So, you know, the first 8, 9, 10 years, primarily you're making interest payments. You know, obviously you make more and more principal every month you put it in there. But I should say your tenant is putting it in there, because that's who's actually paying your mortgage. So you look at this, and a 40-year loan will be something that investors will be jumping on. You know, people talk about paying off properties and, you know, I don't love that idea. We don't love that idea here. We would much rather you, put your money to work for you and make the, make the cash flow, get new investments, and not leave that equity in there earning you 0%. Or in some cases, like today, negative 8.5%, because that's what they're saying inflation is. So you look at this and just know, coming down the pipe, people, I would expect sometime in the next few years, you may be able to get a 40-year loan. That will be a very interesting situation for real estate investors, because you know, you think housing inventory is low now, you think homes are expensive now. If you get a 40-year loan option that lowers people's payments, you are going to see a rise in home prices across the country that's going to make your cash flow and your equity position better and better. Because, you know, people are going to be running in trying to buy homes with the 40-year loans, and you're going to have your fixed price and you're going to get the appreciation that all these people are going to be driving into your home. So, you know, it's like we've said many times before, and like we'll continue saying, it is time. You know, don't be sitting there on the sidelines waiting for some crash that's, let's be honest, not going to happen anytime soon. Don't be sitting around waiting for that to happen before you make a move. If the deal makes sense today, buy it today. Let time work its magic for you. Work with time. Time is your friend. Enjoy it. Keep it close to you. You know, don't look at just year one whenever you're looking at these numbers. Please don't. Because if you just look at year one, you won't buy a property right now. And if you don't buy a property, then your year two, if you bought it today, will become your year one next year. And then if you don't do it then your year three would be your year one. And it just keeps getting there. And so the point where you look back and you go, man, if I'd bought that house 5 years ago, look where I'd be. But now, you know, I have to look at it today. I mean, if I look at the properties that I have right now in my portfolio and I say, what if I took, you know, the market rate that they are now and the interest rate they are now and the rent that they are now, how would my returns be? You want to know how my returns would be? They'd be okay, but they wouldn't be anything like what they are right now today because of what time has done for me. Because I was able to get in at the price I did with an interest rate that made my payment solid, gave me a good cash flow, and then my properties got to work for me. My tenants paid things down. I continued to increase rents on my tenants to make sure that I was, you know, keeping up roughly with the market. I was banking the appreciation. Thank you very much for that, COVID. It's the only good thing that came out of it. You know, banked the appreciation, and now I'm sitting on equity and I'm sitting on cash flow, and it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Or I could have said, I'm going to wait and be starting year one right now and thinking, oh, I'm not going to pay that much for that house. Look at how much it was 5 years ago. So don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. You know, it's a beautiful thing. I hope it's something that you take advantage of, especially as you're looking to, you know, create the generational wealth that we talk about, and we will talk about more in future episodes. Creating that generational wealth only comes when you take action. If you don't take action, you can't create that kind of wealth. So let us help you do it. Check us out at renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. You can see all of our inventory there. You can schedule a call to talk with us. We're happy to help and kind of figure out how we can help you in your journey. We can also introduce you to the people you need to know in your real estate journey. You know, we've networked with pretty much everybody you can think of. You know, we're real estate investors ourselves. So when we need help, we find the people who actually know what they're doing in the field and bring them to our investors. And we're happy to share them with you. Just check it out at renttoretirement.com. Please leave us a review on the podcast platform, whatever you use. Leave us a review. We appreciate everybody who's done that so far. If you have any questions or anything else you want us to cover, email us, podcast@renttoretirement.com. That's podcast@renttoretirement.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to educate yourself with me today. See you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Rent to Retirement Podcast, your number one resource for wealth building, real estate investing, and stress-free retirement strategies. Continue your real estate education and invest with us at renttoretirement.com.